are you thinking about?
Oh, I was thinking this is the first Christmas ever I haven't gone home. Then I was thinking how many men there are in my family named Virgil. I mean, I don't think we've ever gotten together on a holiday there weren't at least two or three Virgils there. Sometimes even a baby named Virgil. Then I was thinking how glad I am that Sybil Shepherd finally had those twins of hers. I don't think I can take another day of reading about them. What were you thinking?
Same thing. Actually, I was thinking that this would be the first time that I hadn't had Quentin Claudia on Christmas Day, and how holidays just get all fouled up once you get divorced. I mean, like, poor J.D. has to go down to Birmingham to Janet's parents just to see his kids. I mean, I would give anything in the world for an old-fashioned Ward Cleaver Christmas, but now parents get divorced, and little beavers grow up, and Christmas has changed forever.
Oh, Mary Jo, that could be so bad. We're all going to come over to your house, and we're going to sing, we're going to eat, we're going to open presents.
I saw that Anheuser-Busch commercial last night. Just about kill me.
Oh, yeah. You mean the moment the horse-drawn sleigh speeding through snowy woods to the tune of I'll Be Home for Christmas? Every time I see that, I lay face down on my carpet and sob my guts out.
Charlene, you should have gone home to Poplar Bluff.
Mary Jo, I got 10 brothers and sisters. I think Mom and Daddy will get by.
Well, I hope you didn't stay just so I wouldn't be alone.
Well, no, don't be ridiculous. I mean, you know I have to study for that real estate exam. By the way, don't you think Julia knows this is a piano from Suzanne? I mean, it's kind of obvious, isn't it?
Oh, she knows. She's just pretending not to. You know, like a kid that still wants to believe in Santa.
Oh, that reminds me, I gotta pick up my costume later. I'm playing Santa Claus for all the kids in my church tonight. Oh, honey, what's the matter now?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just I don't think Quint believes in Santa anymore.
I tell you, I cannot stand shopping. I'm going this afternoon with Suzanne, and that's it. What's the matter? What happened?
Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. I was just... I'm just a little upset because Quint doesn't believe in Santa Claus anymore. As a matter of fact, he says he's going to prove it once and for all. He's been up in his room working on all these traps.
And I'm supposed to help you put presents out? I don't like the sound of that.
How come he doesn't think there is one?
Well, he says that reindeers couldn't have the staying power, you know, to go all the way around the world in one night. Want to know if Santa had some kind of deal with Federal Express.
Well, he's awful young to be so cynical. He's only 6.
Hey, that's not so young. I was only 3 when I quit believing.
Oh, somebody told you?
Yeah, my Uncle Willie. There wasn't enough money for presents, so he just came to me and said that Santa Claus had been stabbed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Uncle Willie didn't have a lot of coot. Anyway, I was pretty upset. The next year, I wrote a letter to the elves. All I asked for was a baseball glove because, you know, I figured that they had their hands full with Santa gone and everything. But I guess Uncle Willie couldn't get it together that year either because Christmas Eve, he came into my room and told me that the elves had been killed in a sledding accident.
Anthony, that is the worst story I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know. He had the location and everything. He said it happened just outside of 7-Eleven. Elves were scattered everywhere.
Anthony, I don't want to hear anymore. Anyway, Mary Jo, children go back and forth on Santa Claus all the time.
Oh, I know it's silly, and I guess it wouldn't matter if they weren't going away Christmas Day.
I understand. Look, Payne is 20 years old, and I can't bear the thought that he's going snow skiing instead of coming home. I mean, every Christmas just brings out the part of me that's still a mother of a little boy peeking through the railing on the stairs. I don't know why I save this stuff, like this old ribbon. I know I should throw it away, but I can't. Came on the handle of his first wagon.
Was it an American Flyer?
I don't know, Charlene, why?
Oh, because that was my first one. I was crazy about it. Makes me sad the kids don't want wagons anymore.
You're right. Christmas isn't what it used to be.
Oh, Julia, don't you want to go to Phoenix and be with Reese?
No, I want him to have some time alone with his daughter. He never gets to see Margaret.
Well, Suzanne and I were talking, and I just think, you know, if you stay here, it'll just make you think of all the Christmases before Hayden died.
I'm all right. I'm just feeling a little sentimental. Anyway, I don't want to go off and leave Suzanne.
I thought she was going to Switzerland in the morning.
She was, but somebody got sick, and everybody else canceled out. And with Mother in Japan, Suzanne wouldn't have any family to be with if I went off to Phoenix.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't you all go to my grandmother's house in Macon with me on Christmas Day? She makes a sweet potato pie to make you slap your mama.
Oh, Anthony, that's awful sweet. I'm afraid your Uncle Willie might tell us some elf stories.
Yeah, and anyway, I am baking a raccoon, which is a delicacy in the Ozarks, and you are going to miss out.
Yeah, I'm all broken up about that, too.
What's more, I think we should all stop wallowing in self-pity, and it'll begin with me playing Santa Claus. Since our little Quint thinks he knows everything, maybe we'll just give him something to ponder.
Do you mean that you would put out the presents dressed as Santa?
Sure, why not? I have the costume. You say he's going to be up anyway, so he'll see me. You know, you could turn on your bedroom lights when you want me to come in.
Oh, gee, Charlie, I don't know if you could do it by yourself. Sure. I mean, Quint's got weights and a bicycle. Claudia's got a stereo. I mean, you know, she doesn't believe, but I do hers for fun.
Anthony could help me. You know, you could dress like Santa's helper. Oh, it'd be lots of fun.
Hi, what's going on?
This, did you? Good. Suzanne, where did you get that pig?
What pig?
Oh, you mean this pig?
Well, you see, Consuela's entire family has just arrived from San Salvador for the holidays, and this is their gift to me. You know, they're very big in meat packing. Well, anyway, I tried to board her with a private kennel. They won't take her. And neither will the animal shelter or the dog pound. And I'm sure not about to have her slaughtered. By the way, do y'all have any idea how difficult it is to find a 26-inch rhinestone collar?
I cannot believe that you are walking around with this big pig on a leash.
Why not? Just fits my mood. It's the worst Christmas I ever had. All my vacation plans fell through, and I haven't heard a thing from any of my ex-husbands, not even a Christmas card.
Well, how about you? Aren't you still dating him?
No, not anymore. He's in intensive care again. He's always in intensive care, and I am just sick and tired of it.
Suzanne, after all, he is 80 years old.
Oh, he's just a big hypochondriac. Anyway, I was sitting there last night feeling sorry for myself, you know, and Noelle came over and nudged me with her little snout. She is ugly, isn't she? I am genuinely fond of this pig. I know it's crazy, and I can't explain it myself, yet there it is. I don't know. I guess you could say she was there for me when I was lonely and I needed a friend.
Suzanne, as your sister, I have to tell you one thing.
What's that?
We're not taking that pig shopping. I cannot believe we've been standing here 15 minutes, merchandise in hand, and not one clerk has bothered to come over and say, can I help you? If she sprays me with that perfume one more time, she's dead meat.
You know, Julia, you're so much fun to go shopping with.
Oh, I'm sorry. Since entering this store, I have been sprayed four times by three different people. I don't want to be sprayed anymore. I want to be waited on. What are you grinning about?
Is that a great idea? Well, you know, to kind of perk up our Christmas. You see that Santa Claus over there?
Yes.
Well, you know what you all were telling me about how Anthony and Charlene are going to try and outsmart little Quint? Well, wouldn't it be funny if we outsmarted them?
How?
By hiring our own Santa Claus. He could bring our presents over there on Christmas Eve.
I've already sent my presents over.
Whatever. I mean, it'd just be funny when he ran into Anthony and Charlene.
Suzanne, you're just being silly and reckless because you're depressed.
Oh, it's going to be fun. You'll thank me for this later.
Don't even think about it.
Got a little something for Santa. Okay, you guys, it's 10:30. Y'all better be getting up to bed or Santa sure won't be stopping by here.
Yeah, right.
Look, you want me to help you dry the dishes?
Oh, I'm all finished. I was just putting away that food that Aunt Julia brought over for tomorrow.
I don't want to go to bed. Santa Claus isn't going to know if I'm asleep or not if I put pillows under my covers.
You know, Quint, you better quit being so smart. You might just outsmart yourself right out of a bicycle.
Oh, that's all right. If he wants to get up later and hide and try and catch Santa, I guess there's just not a thing in the world I can do about it. But you better get to bed right now.
Good night, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie. I sure am glad I have the both of you.
Come on,
Quint. Good night, Mom.
Good night, baby.
I'm going to bed now, but I'll only be fake sleeping. I'll definitely be back down. Okay?
Okay. Good night. And good luck.
Looky there, little helper. Isn't that a beautiful tree?
It sure is, Seven.
Bet it would look even better with a bicycle under it.
Ooh.
Well, let's get to work.
Are you okay? What happened?
Oh, it's my ankle. I think it's broken. How about you?
My neck and my wrist. Oh, you're
helping me out of here. Oh, Santa, you're hurting me.
Ho, ho, ho. Could I be of any help?
I hurt my wrist, Santa, and I think he broke his foot.
Here, just hang on to me. I'll help the two of you out to your car. The sleigh.
Yeah.
Ho, ho. Oh, I find that if you laugh, it makes the pain go away.
Oh! Oh,
oh, oh, oh. Is that better?
Oh, yeah, that's much better.
Are you really Santa Claus?
Oh, come on, Charlie. What are you talking about? Are you really Santa Claus? No kidding, man, are you?
Christmas tree?
What?
Where is the Christmas tree? And all the presents?
I don't know. Hey, where's my bicycle?
You saw your bicycle?
Yeah, I rode on it. That was after the second Santa came in.
The second Santa?
Yeah, the first one had this big guy with him, this cool dude wearing sunglasses. Just before they got to the tree, I pulled my string and made him fall over. I didn't mean to hurt Santa. I just wanted to catch him. Then I got scared because this other Santa came in. I can't believe there's two. I guess that's how they can get to so many houses in one night.
Then what happened?
Well, then he helped him out to the sled. I believe in Santa now, Mom. Both of them.
Well, that's just great, honey. But you know, you don't have to see Santa to believe in him. He's always there in spirit. Sort of like your presence.
Captain! What's going on?
Well, from the looks of things, it seems that we've been robbed. Merry Christmas.
Claus took our presents and our food.
Well, I can't believe it's Christmas Day and we're sitting around with a big pig eating coon sandwiches.
Why don't you just come right out and say it? I know y'all hate me.
I'm just curious. Didn't you think that it was a little unwise to give out my home address and the fact that my side door was going to be open Christmas Eve to a perfect stranger?
He wasn't a perfect stranger. He was hired by a major department store. He was Santa Claus, for crying out loud. If you cannot trust Santa Claus, who can you trust? Besides, if you all are going to keep badgering me like this, I'm just going to take Noel and go home. I know how y'all hate her.
No, actually, we're getting more fond of Noel. I mean, the closer it gets to dinner.
Gee, I mean it. You better stop talking like that.
Hey, I have an idea. Since we don't have any presents, why don't we just tell what we got each other? I mean, they always say it's the thought that counts anyway.
That's a good idea. You go first, Anthony.
Okay. I had Suzanne, and I got a new car. I just feel terrible that it was stolen.
Be serious.
Okay. I got her some combs for her hair. They were gold.
Ooh. Oh, thank you, Anthony.
Well, actually, they were 14-karat gold. Too bad you'll never see them. They were really something.
Well, I had Mary Jo's name.
What? Wait a minute. What about that? I thought you had Julia's.
Oh, no, that's just a sister present. No, in the drawing, I got your name, and I got you a dark green suede baseball jacket.
Oh, gee, that sounds great.
Yeah, and it had matching suede pants, too.
Oh, no. Well, I had Charlene's, and through her brother Robert, I was able to get her 50 Missouri State Lottery tickets because I know how much she likes to play.
Oh, no, I can't believe I'm going to be sick. I could have been scratching numbers off all day.
You know, now that I think about it, I think it was more like 75.
Oh, stop it, Virginia, you're killing me.
Well, I got Anthony's name, and I got him an antique pocket watch.
Oh, man, don't tell me that. I always wanted one of those.
I know, I heard you say it.
I'm going to kill that Santa Claus. That sucker is dead.
Hello? Yes. Yes, she is, Suzanne. Yes, just a minute. Come here. It's the overseas operator.
Hello? Yes, this is she. I'm sorry, operator. I can't hear you. We have a terrible connection. Yes, why don't you do that? Bye.
Who was that?
Well, it sounded like Marcy and Blaine, but there was so much noise, they're going to try again later.
Marcy and Blaine, I thought they canceled out on Switzerland.
Oh, well, they did. Oh, well. Oh, okay, I admit it. I made that up. I just didn't want to go off and leave you all alone, you know, with no family and mother gone.
Oh, that's so sweet. And she didn't go to Phoenix because of you.
Charlene.
Julia, you did that for me.
You know, I don't like warm weather at Christmas.
Well, Charlene, you must have had Julia. Where'd you get her?
Oh, I can't say anything. It's a surprise.
You mean it wasn't stolen?
No, I don't think so. And maybe that car door slamming means our luck is looking up.
Parcel post. Yes. Merry Christmas.
Oh,
hello, everybody.
Hey. Oh, I mean, does this kid have a great time at her what? They just now asked me what I got your mama for Christmas.
I'm all confused. I thought you were in Aspen.
Well, I was in Aspen, but Charlene agreed to pay half my air ticket to Atlanta, so I took her up on it.
I offered to pay your whole ticket.
I know that, Mother. It's not the same thing. It's different. This is a gift from Charlene and me. A pig?
It's a long, long story. I can't believe you kept it a
Merry
secret.
Christmas.
I can't either. She didn't even tell me.
I've been about to bust for weeks.
Hi, Aunt Suzanne.
Hi. You little stinkers, both of you. Have you eaten?
No.
Welcome home. We have raccoons.
I saw Mama tickle Santa Claus. Underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mama kissing Santa Claus last night.
Yay! Very funny you could do that.
Oh, Aunt Helen made me sing that whenever you're at the old folks' home. I bet those poor old people just hated to see me coming.
Anthony, you've got a great voice. Why don't you try something?
Maybe I'll do a little Nat King Cole chestnuts roasting on open fire.
Oh, good. I love that.
Oh, hit me with a C, please.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carol being sung by a choir.
Sugar Bakers. Yes, she is, yes. Just a second. Mary Jo with the police. Great.
Yes, yes, this is she. Oh, you're kidding. Oh, isn't that fantastic? And he had everything with him? Oh, thank you so much. Yes. Merry Christmas.
They caught him?
Yes. Oh. They found him in a motel just outside of town. And the police are bringing the presents over.
Yay!
Right now?
Yes, that's what he said. Oh, Charlene, I have a little confession to make. About those lottery tickets, I think it was more like 50, not 75. I just wanted your present to be just as big as possible.
Mary Jo, that's okay.
Suzanne, about those combs, they weren't actually gold. They were more like golden.
Would y'all listen to yourselves? It didn't make any difference what we gave each other. You know, I've been thinking, we've been acting a little bit childish about things that didn't measure up to Christmases past. Have we forgotten how lucky we are to have had those Christmases in the first place?
You're right. I mean, no matter how old I get, nothing's ever going to measure up to my entire family sitting in front of a big fire on Christmas Eve, singing Silent Night. Daddy reading from the Bible, Harold Thomas sitting on his lap, me on one side, Mama on the other. I mean, I just have to be grateful I had that. You know, nothing's ever going to be greater than that, except maybe heaven. Anthony, you're crying.
I know. I thought you were going to tell one of those stories about your daddy not being able to get a bank loan. And it got to me before I realized you were on another track.
I know, I'm especially grateful to have my son here Christmas Day. Whose eyes I can look into and still see his father. I'm grateful to Charlene for making that possible. And to Suzanne for turning down a vacation in Switzerland just to hear me play the piano. And I'm grateful that I have a friend like Mary Jo who cries because her little boy doesn't believe in Santa Claus. And I'm also grateful that I know somebody like Anthony, who is such a good sport about breaking a leg.
Julie, you're starting to sound like the piano lady at the Holiday Inn tap room.
I know. It's Christmas, and I can't help myself.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me with a love like thee. I'll be home for Christmas.
Now play the first Noel for my pig.